Good morning, America. Happy birthday week, America. Aren't you looking cute this morning, USA?
Yeah, you look great.
Man. Yeah, you're looking great. Yeah.
Look great.
Put a little concealer on over there. You get some crow's feet. But other than that, you look all right.
Yeah, but other than that, you're good.
Welcome to Wednesday, July the 2nd, 2025. This is the big show on The Boss. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the entire crew, starring Joseph P. Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, Kermit the Wonder Frog, and Nor'easter Nick. And other people behind the scenes who don't help but only make things more difficult. That's what we do.
Right.
That's what we do here. We were talking about this on the way in, about how many people get the day off tomorrow. Because our office is closed tomorrow. Of course, the hosts are here on the radio because the shows have to go on. But the office staff, and rightfully so, because most of them work pretty hard, get the day off tomorrow. So I was thinking most people probably, if they're lucky, have the 4th of July, but don't get to make a long weekend out of it with a Thursday and a Monday. But then there are some people that make a big long thing. So I wonder, wonder what the percentages are of people that take like the 3rd through the 8th off, and then the amount of people just get the 4th off. And
well, if you have vacation days and that's part of your job, you can do whatever you want as far as
taking
the days off. But as company holidays, I think most companies are probably working tomorrow and Monday.
Yeah.
And not necessarily Friday, but there are still a lot of people who are working Friday. You think hospital workers,
retail,
the restaurants are still open. So there's a lot of things that people are still working on the 4th, hopefully making time and a half.
You know what? All my life, I wanted to be a non-essential employee because every time a company sends that note out, it's for essential employees.
I know.
I'm not that essential, I promise you.
No, you are. We can't do anything without you.
Yes, you can. Let me show you.
I can't even wipe without your assistance, okay? I need all the help I can get from you.
Dear.
Why did you do that?
He's talking about his nose. He's got allergies. No, he's got a runny nose.
That doesn't make it much better,
runny nose,
to be honest.
Runny hose. I don't know what he's got.
Kermit's got the runny hose, but that's it. What?
That's a different thing.
Oh my God.
That's a different thing for a different time.
Got to go to Home Depot, get a new one.
Yeah. The banks are closed on Friday, but they'll be open tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you got to go to City Hall or the DMV, they're open tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
It's just Friday that they're closed.
It's just the federal holiday.
Because I know we go through this every Christmas. I get very nervous when there's a big holiday like this one, because I feel as though if something happens, the usual services, the essential services, as you say, are not open. So it makes me nervous for the change in routine when there's a holiday week. It feels like everything's closed.
Right.
Does that make sense? I know that's a little silly.
No, it makes no sense, because how often during the year do you go to the post office?
Zero. I couldn't tell you the last time I was in a post office, but I just want to know that it's there just in case,
I tell you what, you want to take a step back in time, talk about post offices?
Uh-oh.
You got to go to the Seaside Heights, New Jersey post office.
Well, that's a big community. Like, why is it old-fashioned?
But they have like the old dial-up mailboxes,
Really?
Remember the old days when you had the post office boxes and they had a dial on them, right, as opposed to a code? Yeah, but no, nobody does. They still have them. The whole thing is all wood, dark grain wood all over the place. It's like something that was built in the 1800s. It's unbelievable how cool it is.
Huh.
You're talking like in the vault when you've got the thing and you go in there, your safety deposit box has got like a dial on it? Is that what you mean?
No. The post office boxes. Like when you go into the post office, you rent a post office box, you go to pick your mail up.
Oh,
I see. It's got a little dial on it.
Oh, right? Like a locker.
Yeah, it's a lock.
Yeah, it's got a locker.
And you go 155 or whatever.
Right,
your lock
and you put your combination in rather than getting a key to your to your post office box.
Right, they don't have keys; they have locks.
Oh, and I like that idea.
It
seems better.
Looking thing.
Robbie, that's really what they should put on your front door.
It is.
A combination lock that you could just spin wheel.
We have a digital one as like a backup. So there's a digital thing. If you push it and you forget your phone or your phone's dead, you can do that.
No, that's digital.
You
need an old-fashioned locker lock.
Or,
a key.
Yep.
Oh, well, no, we're not going back there.
Key.
Let's not get crazy.
Just like, Joe, don't you love it when you walk in a beautiful old hotel and they've got the wall behind the concierge guy and it's got all those boxes with the keys in it? That's super cool.
No, that's the beginning of a horror movie.
It's the Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy.
I do not want the key. No.
You have the little cubby holes behind the guy with the desk.
I like it.
Around
you get the bellhop with the hat.
You rang.
I don't need Lurch handing me a key. You keep your key. Give me the car.
Little pieces of mail in the little slots.
No.
Awesome.
Rochelle whipped her head up so quick and was like, no.
I do need to bring the car in for service. It doesn't have to be this weekend, but I've been putting off doing the two front brakes. And Joe, that's an expensive job. So I was planning on getting that done because I'm taking a couple of days. We're going to be off on Monday of next week. And then, of course, we're off on the 4th. You're not. You're here. But
I'm here.
But I'm going to take the day off. So I need to get some stuff done this weekend. So is the car place going to be open?
Not Friday.
On Saturday. On Saturday.
Probably Saturday. Yeah,
should be, yeah.
So those guys don't take the weekend
no,
off.
No, I mean, if you need your car fixed, you need your car fixed.
Well, right. See, this is the kind of stuff that gives me anxiety because I want to know that the services are available.
It's a holiday weekend. They're going to charge a time and a half.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe this is a
bad thing. Yeah, that is a good point. Really, you should probably call today while we know that they're open and make an appointment and ask.
They got to put that in the fine print if they're going to charge you time and a half. You need to know about that ahead of time.
Well, they will. They'll give you the estimate, and it'll be right there in the fine print, and it's up to you whether or not you do the service or not.
And they come today and say, yeah, sure, we'll take care of that. Be back in an hour. They call you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We went in there, and I'll tell you what.
You need a new engine.
New engine. Crazy. That's right. Put some new doors.
Now with brakes, a lot of times you got to replace, even though the rotors really aren't that bad, you got to replace the rotors.
We're not doing the rotors.
I'm not doing that. You know what, Joe? I went and got an estimate done on them, and I went in the garage with the guy and looked at the rotors because I wanted to make sure. Because I mean, I know a little bit about cars, and I certainly you can tell if a rotor has been worn down. Yeah. And so he was like, your rotors are fine now, but don't wait too long because your pads are almost gone. So
I had a guy tell me that they're designed to be that way, that the rotors will always have to be smoothed out because they get scored. It's designed to work that way. You know, when you hear the little sound that your brake makes when it's time to look at it, he says by then,
Yeah, if you're hearing the sound, you've waited too long.
That's bad.
You don't want to hear any sound because that means your pad is completely gone. So, yes, that's true. If you're hearing a sound, you need your rotor replaced. But if you still have pad left and you get it changed before then, You're probably fine.
But every time I ask and they're like, yeah, you got pad left. You just come back when it makes the noise.
Oh, no. No. That's not good advice.
Well, then that way they got to replace the rotor. That's why they want you to do that.
Right. Well, of course. That's not good advice.
I want the Flintstones car so I can just... and off I go, you know? On the way this morning, we'll do tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin, former lead singer of REO Speedwagon, PNC Bank Arts Center with a world-famous mystery oldie. More summer cash gets you qualified for $1,000. Four chances to do that today. Well, to go on the Celebrity Hotline, I'm excited about this. Talk to a humorist, comedy writer Dave Barry. Mm. He's got a brand new book out called Class Clown, 77 Years That I Never Grew Up. Just a little wise ass. So we'll talk to Dave this morning. He's a funny guy. We've had him on a couple of times before. We'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, mom confession, 7:29:20, or he said.
She said.
That'll happen at 7:50. We got a good one today. But time right now for a little Wednesday tradition. Over the hump, closer to the weekend. People love this. Get you in that weekend state of mind. I guess we're even closer to the weekend than usual, as we were saying, for a lot of people with the holiday. It's fun to go around the room. Everybody write down stream of consciousness. First thing that comes to mind before we plug in, have a swig of coffee, and then try and discern whom amongst us may have come up with this. We call it pre-coffee thoughts. Pre-coffee thoughts. When you imagine an adult who still lives with their parents, you imagine a man, don't you?
Yes. 100%.
Not after yesterday at the pool, though, huh?
That's true.
Text messages to an ex should have two-factor authentication. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes.
You've been drinking. You don't want to get stuck with that.
Yes, don't do that. Yes.
The Tooth Fairy basically teaches us to sell our body parts for money. Not a bad idea in this economy. Not a bad idea.
How much can I get?
Hey, you want to buy my teeth? I'll pull one out for you. Sniffing around a yard is how your dog reads the news. Oh.
Oh.
Jimmy was here.
Okay.
If Jafar, you know, the villain from Aladdin,
yes,
had just honored his agreement and paid Aladdin handsomely for finding the lamp, he would have won. That's it. Aladdin would have been out. Him and Abu would have been on their way.
That's true.
So if Jafar wasn't such a cheapskate.
Right. He could have made himself a prince, married
I'm going to head
Jasmine.
And write a check to why you. Saying have a nice day is so welcoming, yet saying have a nice 24 hours is kind of creepy.
That is creepy.
Hey, what do you know that I don't know?
Oh.
If your fourth beer is at 3 p.m., life is either going very well or not at all.
Yes.
Social anxiety is basically conspiracy theories about yourself. Yep.
Yeah.
I suffer from that. Wait, did I really land on the moon? I don't think I did. Someone randomly decided that ghosts look like people in blankets, and everyone just went along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids. Time now for the CBB. Those weren't bad today.
Those weren't bad. All right.
Not terrible. The Community Bulletin Board, local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities putting on fun events. We do our very best to share them each and every morning right about this time, 6:20, 8:35 or so. If you have one, let us know on the Facebook page. Instagram, text connect, or right there at 1071theboss.com, where you can get a complete list of events anytime.
The Community Bulge Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Transform your body, transform your life. Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Give them a call today, 1-800-267-GOAL, and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Boss Roadies on the move, 4th of July. It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in the entire state of New Jersey by attendance. I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of people here throughout the course of the day. The Long Branch Promenade right on the water, Ocean Fest 2025, which is presented by the Long Branch Chamber of Commerce. The Boss is the official radio station. Michelle will be doing her whole show live out there and then staying right till fireworks time. Ross is hosting the fireworks. There's also the windmill hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
And we are simulcasting the music with the fireworks from Long Branch here on the radio too, and we'll live stream some of it for you as well. Then on Saturday the 5th, July 5th, it's the Atlantic Highlands Fireman's Fair. Along with our friends at New Jersey American Water, the Boss Roadie is going to be out Atlantic Highlands Municipal Harbor with your chance to spin and win a whole lot more. The cool van will be there.
Yes.
Lavalette Business Association Patriotic Bike Parade is Thursday along Patriotic President's Avenue in Lavalette starting at 9 o'clock. Join the fun, decorate your favorite wagon, bike or scooter, and patriotic flair and celebrate with the community, and then go have a little clam chowder and brew over at, see Eileen at the Crabs Club, will you? Enjoy Lavalette.com for the info.
Make sure you bring your flair.
Sunflower Festival is Friday the 11th. Mark this down at Happy Day Farm. It goes all day 10 to 5. It's a day in the sunflowers and zinnia fields. A lot of photo ops, so come and make yourself Instagram ready.
Yeah.
Happy Day Farm on Facebook, ironically enough, for more details. And they're still looking for vendors. That's why I brought that up now.
Okay.
Happy Day Farm on Facebook. And East Brunswick's July 4th celebration and fireworks is going on this Friday night, 4th of July night at 6 o'clock, presented by the Community Arts Center right there on Cranberry Road. They'll have food trucks, live music, children's entertainment, a symphony orchestra performance for members of the symphony orchestra, and a fireworks show at dusk. So a lot of fireworks
that's
around
very
here.
Nice, yeah.
Of course. EastBrunswick.org for more info. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the C-Bub, the community bulletin board.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 107.1 The Boss.
And you to Guatemala. It's better to be the Yankees than the Red Sox, that's for sure, though. I hate to admit that, but it is true.
Yeah.
We get any more text messages? People agreeing, disagreeing. Seemed like just about everybody disagreed with me. Didn't see it my way yesterday. We were discussing how I made conversation with a girl at the pool, and Rochelle said there's no way this girl didn't think you were being a creeper of some sort.
I think people were more teasing you than disagreeing with you per se, because I was kind of teasing you, but it wasn't.
Only Valerie says, I agree. Robbie's fine. He's just being polite and chatting.
It was fine. I was more teasing you than anything, and I think that's what most of our text messages were, was just, it's Robbie hitting on the girl at the pool.
I don't know why anybody thinks I would do that, because I would be a dead man. But
yes, those are facts.
They really, in addition to my complaints about just about everything else in our community, they really need to wash down, and just a little soap and bleach I suppose would be okay, but maybe power washing is what they need to do. The pavement is dirty. I feel as though the beach chairs, the lounge chairs are a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
The pool, depending on the lifeguard, because the lifeguard is also in charge of the pH in the pool. And,
right, keeping it clean.
Right. So sometimes it's a little cloudier than I think it should be. So these are all on my complaint list as well. And it was funny, we were driving here this morning, and just as you're coming out of our community and then on the main road getting to the highway, there are like six signs from different power wash guys. I was like, you think the guy, the property manager, seen any of these? And I like our property manager. He's a great guy.
He's very nice,
but
yeah.
Call somebody to power wash or something. You know, get one of those little hose. Get Stanley Steamer in there, anybody.
It's one of those things you have to do when you bring out your all of your yard stuff for the season, is you have to wash it all, because if it's been in storage for the entire winter,
well, they leave it, a lot of that stuff outside.
Right, which makes it even worse.
Right.
But you have to clean it all once summer starts. You just do.
All those patio chairs and all the patio furniture, people go out there to barbecue, all of that gets left out all winter long. You know, there's bees' nests underneath the chairs. I mean, what are you doing? The cushion is all ripped.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable for the amount of money that is paid here. Call the power wash guy. You're going to do a little cleaning yourself, right? You're spending your 4th of July doing some summer cleaning.
I'm actually excited about this.
You have a whole list I saw in the fridge you made out for yourself.
I'm excited because you are not going to be in town. You're going to go to your parents' house.
Well, I'm going to leave on the 4th of July early in the morning, try and beat the traffic, because they say if you drive between noon and 6 in the middle of the day, any day of the holiday weekend, you're screwed.
You know? And I'm staying back because I'm traveling the next day. But I am very excited to have the house to myself. This is something I like to do only when I'm by myself. I don't know why I don't feel like I can do it when you or the kids are there, but when I'm by myself, I can crank on my really cheesy early 90s, early 2000s rap and dance around the house. And I like to clean like that. And I just put on my yucky clothes. I don't care that I'm sweating and that I look gross. And I
you
do
don't
it.
Look gross. You no, do look I like do. A white person, though, dancing around a...
I end up looking gross because I'm covered in sweat by the time I'm done. But I do. I have a whole list. I'm starting with our bedroom. I'm going to rip the sheets off. I'm going to put all new sheets on. We're going to vacuum. We're going to do your bathroom, my bathroom, the kids' room. I want to do some organizing in the kitchen. Like when the days when I'm by myself, what I like to do is not just clean, but like get in there and deep clean. I like to pull all the stuff out of the cabinets and pull everything out of the refrigerator and get everything just done and clean.
People
and
probably,
I have no one to bother me.
People probably figure we do a big time radio show. I literally have a giant rip in the sheets where I sleep every night. I mean, how sad is that?
It's ridiculous.
It really is sad.
It's ridiculous.
Rochelle put in the earbuds and off she goes.
Yes.
Do a little cleaning around the house.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It just gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Will there be alcohol involved?
No,
yeah.
I'll fall asleep if I have alcohol. I can't have alcohol.
Well,
after.
You want to go power wash the chairs by the pool too while you're at it? Let me tell you, they could really use them. Over to the celebrity hotline. Pat has gone a number of times. Always funny. Got a brand new book out. Let's talk to Dave Barry. Dave, welcome back to the program. Great to have you, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming on here. Congrats on this new book. I love the title. Class Clown, the Memoirs of a Professional Wise Ass, 77 Years Without Growing Up. That's a great title for a book. It's classic Dave Barry.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, they say that as a joke in radio. You know, you can't grow up and become a radio disc jockey. You have to stay the same. So I guess the same frame of mind being a comedian. You've had this thought yourself that you just can't grow up. Why do that? You'll lose your touch.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, I actually literally was elected class clown, Pleasantville, New York, class of 1965.
Wow.
I was elected the class clown and was told more than once in my youth as a student, you know, well, that's very funny, David, but you cannot joke your way through life, which turned out to be inaccurate because that's essentially what I did. And the key to that was never growing up. I never had a real job. As you say, a lot like radio.
There's a fine line, I think, between being witty and being a wise ass. Do you consider yourself more wise ass than witty or vice versa? Or how do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think ideally I'm funnier than a just pure wise ass. When I was a kid, it was like all I wanted to do was disrupt things, you know, like whatever I could think of to say that would make everybody else in the class laugh, I would say it, whether it was really that funny or not. And I mean, ideally later on, when I became a humor columnist, I had to be more, I guess, witty. I don't know. But funny anyway, enough to make people laugh, not just disruptive.
There's a real, I think, skill at being able to communicate funny and thoughtful and witty and wise-ass through the printed word, which, of course, is where you started, as opposed to someone goes out and does stand-up comedy. And so, I mean, I guess in a way I have to give you credit for being able to connect with fans the way you have these years through the written word. That's a whole different deal. Have you ever thought about it that way?
Yeah, I mean, definitely stand-up comics, I think they have an incredibly difficult job. You have to get in front of humans, and they were looking at you and make them laugh. I didn't have to do that. I mean, I had to write stuff. Not to find something that would come across in writing is funny, but that was the real, you know, challenge for me. So my life became sort of like, okay, I got a call once at the Miami Herald where I worked from the Oscar Mayer Corporation, saying they're bringing the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile to Miami and asked me if I would like to drive it for a day. Like, they'd like to get publicity for the Wienermobile. So, of course I'd like to drive the Wienermobile for a day. I'm a humor columnist. I just come up with a series of things to do if you have the Wienermobile. That was my goal. So the best one was I picked my son up at middle school, which was the absolute low point of his entire life. You know, it's embarrassing enough to have a normal father. But imagine if, like, you're coming out in middle school and your dad is, you know, there's a giant hot dog there and the loudspeaker's going, you know, Rob Barry, please report to the Wienermobile. And that was what he did. That was my job. You know, that was my actual job. I one time ended up setting fire to a pair of underpants with a Barbie doll on the David Letterman show.
Yes.
Again, I was paid to do that. That was my actual job. So, like, where the stand-up has to kind of create that word picture in front of a group of people, kind of relate to them directly, I had to create a word picture in the newspaper of something that people would find funny. And so I would spend my day, that's why I say I never really grew up. I was like, all I'm doing with my life for most of the time is, what else could I do that would be funny? I was kind of a performance columnist.
Right. Well, that's a funny way to put it, actually. I guess I now know you could attest to it. There's really no tactful way to say this. I, too, as I don't think most people have stood next to the Wienermobile. And I say there's no tactful way to say it because it truly is a larger wiener than you expect it to be when you stand next to it. It's a big vehicle. It really is.
It's a very big wiener. And I was honored that they let me actually drive it because they don't do that anymore. But back then, one of the things I did with it, again, I have a whole list of things. When you get the Wienermobile, you have to be ready. You have to have a plan. I went to a used car lot. This is in 8th Street in Miami. Kind of like a real low rent used car lot. And I pull up in the Wienermobile. And this guy comes out of the office. He had a white shirt and a tie. And I'm in the Wienermobile. I'm this giant hot dog. And I lean out the window and go, I'm looking to trade this in on a smaller Wienermobile. And such was the level of training this man. He goes, let me talk to my manager. somewhere in the back of the lot, they've got something that it can do. Want to do business with me, so anyway.
I was watching, this is how exciting my life is, I'm watching on YouTube an interview with Bob Schieffer, and he's talking about he started as a newspaper guy, from CBS News, but he started as a newspaper guy, and he said he thinks today newspapers ought to still have comic strips, and he said, and I'm quoting, they ought to still have the likes of Dave Barry. Those are the kind of things newspapers are missing to capture the reader's attention these days. You know, we keep hearing about the plight of newspapers. You have a thought for that? I'm sure you take that as a compliment.
I do. That's a wonderful thing. Thank you, Bob Schieffer, for saying that. The problem is the newspapers are dying, and it's not really, just because they don't have me. I'd like to think that, but I don't think that's it. The whole business model of the newspapers was pretty much destroyed by the internet and replaced by a whole bunch of things. And they're dwindling away, except for really big papers like the New York Times. Most smaller papers, even major market papers, like where I live in Miami, they're just struggling. There's just not enough room anymore for columnists. There's not enough room anymore for, like the comics in the newspaper today, they're like the size of a postage stamp. So it's kind of depressing, but I don't think I could have the career I had starting today at all. I don't think that would be even possible.
Yeah, well, it is sad, so I hope they don't go away altogether. But whatever you do, please don't stop writing, and please never grow up. The book is Class Clown, The Memoirs of a Professional Wise Ass. 77 years without growing up. There he is, Dave Barry. It's always great to have you on, Dave. Thanks for your time, man.
Thanks, Roy. I appreciate it.
You got it. I like Dave a lot. You know, he's friends with Southside Johnny.
Oh, really?
And Southside did the theme song. Remember they did the... Joe, you remember that show they did Dave's World with Harry Anderson playing him?
Yep.
And that was the theme song, was the Billy Joel song. You may be right, but Southside did it.
Oh, okay.
Because they're friends with each other.
That's very cool.
There's a little New Jersey connection, even though Dave, as he mentioned, is a Miami, Florida guy. So
that's very cool.
Here at Boss HQ, speaking of the printed word, I'm reading the New Jersey Digest this morning. They have a list out here of the oldest restaurants in the entire state.
Oh, that's interesting.
The one in AC, the one down there right at the end of the boardwalk, south end of the boardwalk in Atlantic City, that Italian place.
I got the Hohokus Inn and Tavern that was established in 1790. Moore's in Freehold. We've been there.
We have been there. Mm-hmm.
Good place to see a basketball game. That's 1787. There's the Sargentville Inn, 1707. Yankee Doodle Tap Room in Princeton, 1756. Cranberry Inn, been there too, 1750. Clinton House, Clinton, New Jersey, 1743. The Black Horse Tavern and Pub, 1742. Barnesboro Inn, 1720. Ye Old Centerton Inn in Pittsgrove, 1706.
Wow.
There's the farmhouse in Hampton, which is 1685.
Wow.
Those are the 10 oldest. So, I don't know about the one at Atlantic City. It might not be quite that old, but
yeah.
I think what is the newest one they've got there? It's 1790. Pretty wild.
That's crazy.
We've been to a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the waitstaff seems like they worked there since day one, too.
Probably.
What'd I get for you, honey? What do you need?
They're an OG.
What do you need? Smoker a pancake. Well, how old is that place that was near your old house, your now new old house, Joe, when we went to Like stones in front of it. It was made out of stone, the entranceway.
What
was
the place?
Was it the pizza place you took us to? Remember, there was an old place right near Joe's house. Right down the street.
Crohn's?
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, Crohn's has been there 5 years, yeah.
Now, how many years? 65 years?
75.
75. All right, that must be it. That must be what I'm thinking. You want to do a real or fake on Friday because we're off for the 4th, but I got some of those real or fake deals.
Okay.
I got some real fireworks, and I made up some fake ones. You guys want to play along with me here?
Sure.
It's clear that I have nothing going on.
Real or fake, like the names of the fireworks? Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
You know, they get that big stand that says fireworks in the parking lot of the Walmart.
Stupid names on them. Yeah.
This goes to show you how bottom of the barrel we are heading into a holiday week. This is the nonsense Kermit and I came up with. The Popo Magnet. Popo Magnet.
Real.
Yep.
False.
Yep. No, those are real fireworks.
Oh, those are real?
Smoky Whisker Biscuits. Real or fake?
Fake.
Please be real.
Fake.
No, Val's right. Those are real.
No, wait.
Val said fake.
I said fake.
Oh, you said fake?
Rochelle said real.
I said real.
Didn't you?
I said, please be real. Please are those real?
No, they're fake.
Oh, okay.
They're fake.
Oh.
So which one am I supposed to hit? Hit that. There you go. St. Elmo's Fire.
Real.
Fake.
Fake.
Those are real. Those are actual fireworks.
Confused as to what to ding. What do I ding?
How about Dizzy Disco? Real fireworks or make that name up?
Real.
That's real.
Real.
Yep, those are real.
Like a spinner.
Yeah.
The redneck bedpan.
that's got to be real.
Yes, that is real.
Is it real?
Yes. Is that awesome?
I want to get one of those.
How about the squeaky bunghole? Squeaky bunghole.
That's real.
Nope, that's fake.
That Kermit made that up.
Another one, Lights the Dusk.
That's real.
Real.
Yep,
that's
those
cute.
Are real.
That's fun. See,
those are more fun than I
that's
thought.
That's really fun.
Wacky Tabacky.
Oh. Fake.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. Fake.
Yeah.
No, those are real.
Really?
One more. How about the Wicked Pissa? Wicked Pissa.
Fake. I got to go fake. That can't be real.
Yeah, those are fake. So I think you're right on.
You see the one in the Home Depot? It's a frog?
No. What's the idea there?
It's just you light it and it just does whatever it does. I don't know what it does, but it looks like a frog. It's the funniest looking thing you've ever seen.
The kids love those ones that you light on fire and they grow and it looks like a turd on the ground when it's done. You know what I'm talking? It just doesn't do anything but grow into a turd. And Grayson just thinks it's the funniest thing ever. It smells like sulfur and it looks like a turd. I think
that's the magic chili pepper, which is there's unicorn puke. That's real. Neighbor hater. That's another real one.
That's fair.
I like that.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
10-year-old boy in America looks a pile of something that looks like a turd.
A little wacky tobacco.
Those and those little snap things that you throw and they just pop. Yep. He'll play with those all year and throw them at my feet. Yeah. Knock it off.
The other fake one we didn't get to here, Uncle Terry's trash can. Hey, it's Uncle Terry's. How you doing?
That's great.
The Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff.
Usually someone just texts it in so they get the unicorn puke fireworks. It's awesome. All right, let's open up the phone lines here for caller number 10 from Jersey's Free Money Radio Station. Get you qualified for $1,000 cash with an exclusive limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tee.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who is this?
Andrew.
Andrew. Andrew from Brick. You're caller 10. You are a qualifier.
Nice job.
Awesome.
You get a red, white, and blue Big Show tee, and you're qualified for the $1,000 and maybe a bonus $1,000 if you wear your shirt out to join us at Jenks on August 11th, all right?
All right. Well, thank you.
We got more free money than we know what to do with around here. You got big plans for the 4th of July?
Going down to LBI tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Or on Friday. Maybe.
You got any of that unicorn puke fireworks you're bringing along with you?
No, I don't.
Pick some of that up if you win $1,000 cash. Three more chances to win today. Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff. You got a big deep voice. You know.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing? Yeah. Give me the money, baby. Congratulations from the boss.
Let's watch the sky explode. It's time to celebrate ya. I got a whole truckload of Chinese firecrackers. Pyromaniacs love ya. Honor our founding fathers and piss off all our neighbors. Decorate the night with streams and swirls. As I ignite it,
hey,
please don't be frightened. It's time to light it.
Let the flag unfurl.
The cops are after me, bought them illegally. Birthday of our
the 4th of July.
Big Show is on. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Whole crew is here intact. A couple of things to look forward to in July. I always like these lists at the beginning of every month.
Yeah.
These you might want to put on a calendar, be aware of. Amazon Prime Day next week, in 4 days next week.
That's
the 8th
right.
through the 11th.
It's a good time to start your Christmas shopping. I know that sounds crazy because it's 5 months away.
Right.
But they do have some really good deals on there, and you can get things that your kids might want or your spouse might want before they're all sold out. They're on sale.
Of course, it's 4th of July weekend, but if you're a communist and you'd prefer to watch the Tour de France, that starts on TV this weekend.
Wow.
Kind of an American are you watching the Tour de France on Independence Day weekend?
Wow.
Actually, it's really fun to watch. It's and the scenery. It's beautiful. Even if you care about people on the bikes, yeah, it's beautiful scenery where they go. I think we mentioned Jurassic World Rebirth opens this weekend. And then Happy Gilmore 2 is coming up in just a couple of weeks here. There's also I Know What You Did Last Summer, which has got the original people and then some new cast members. And there's
that's fun.
I mean, I think we mentioned Superman 2 on July 11th and Fantastic Four is out July the 25th with Pedro Pascal, who's in everything. Brand new seasons later on this month of South Park. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Really?
Another new Dexter show. This one's called Resurrection. Man, I'm way behind.
You are. You're really, really behind on Dexter.
And get ready for the ESPY Awards on the 16th, too.
Okay. That's fun.
4th of July is not enough for you. Happy National Bikini Day. That's Saturday.
Okay.
National Fried Chicken Day is on
that's
Sunday.
Fun.
Now, that says Tour de France, no. Bikinis and chicken, fried chicken, that says America. World Chocolate Day is Monday the 7th. National French Fry Day, National Mojito Day, and Ice Cream Day, all still to come in July. And don't you worry if you forget everything I just said. We'll keep you updated on all of these. We're on top of all this stuff.
Yes.
That's all right here. All right here.
I like that.
Here's some more good news. Homicides are down nationwide.
That is good news.
It's a 14% drop between 2023 and now. So you're 14% less likely to get murdered than you were just 18 months ago.
I think there's more people just offing themselves now. Forget it.
Oh, my God, really? It's a terrible thing to say.
It is a terrible thing to say, but I think statistically that is true.
They say illness is the leading reason why crime and murder is down. It's not much policing, yeah. I don't know why that would be.
I don't know either.
It's been on a steady decline since the pandemic and all of that.
That's good, I guess.
Good to know. You walk outside, you're less likely to be murdered.
Yeah, you don't want to be shot.
Tom Cruise's birthday is coming up tomorrow. Did you know that? Yeah, I love
Tom
Cruise.
He's the day before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
How much do you love that?
He's like Captain America. Look at that. He is not going on Meghan Markle's podcast. The two of them apparently have a feud going on. People close to him who wish to remain anonymous as associates of these famous Uber celebrities always do say he has picked sides in the family feud, and he has a close friendship going back to the 80s with King Charles.
I was going to say, I recall him being invited to the palace several times.
Mm-hmm.
And
several
pictured
times
with the Queenie. So I guess that makes sense that he wouldn't want to...
Queenie, and I'm not making this up, Queen Elizabeth was a big fan of the Mission Impossible movies going back to the 90s, and he was invited to the palace 7 times.
Wow.
And he struck up a friendship at the royal dinners and all of that with Charles and said he feels as though it would be disrespectful and only cause problems and will not be appearing on Meghan Markle's podcast.
I think Queenie had a crush on Tom Cruise.
You think so?
A little bit.
I think she had a little bit of a crush on Tom Cruise.
You're married to Philip and you got Tom Cruise at the dinner table. Who are you going to be paying attention to? You know what I mean?
Tough choice?
I don't think so.
I mean, who are you going to be paying attention to?
Yeah.
We mentioned the thing about swamp ass yesterday. If
yes,
you're going to the...
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
If you're going to the airport. Uh-huh. And some more another press release out here. I get all of these press releases from the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. They say they're expecting between 18.5 million passengers today through Monday morning. The worst day to travel, they're saying as far as air travel, is on Sunday with 2.9 million. So they say to get there, you ready for this?
Back.
Get there 4 hours in advance, even if you just got a domestic flight. I mean, that's stupid. 4 hours?
Not necessary.
I can see 2 hours. Am I being, what would you say? You're the voice of reason.
I wouldn't say four, but I do more than two, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they've been having troubles with the big weather system that went through that brought our severe weather today. That happened out to the west a couple of days ago. So there have been delays and canceled flights stacking up from the west coast to the east coast. They started having problems last Thursday.
Yeah.
See, that always makes me feel like I'm not going to go early because then I'm just going to be sitting there even longer. But because I travel so much, I'm pretty spoiled and I have that TSA pre and the clear and stuff. So it's the security lines are never an issue for me. I get patted down every time, but but I don't have to wait in the lines. And that seems to be the thing that always takes the longest. I guess if you're checking luggage, you certainly want to get there early because you've got to stand in that line. And then if something's over, you got to rearrange all your stuff. And then
why don't you try getting to the airport? That's where you could
getting
run
to the airport
problem.
Can be
so
an
that's
issue.
That's why you, at least as I look at it, that's why you allow the extra time because
that's true.
It's Newark, and if you're not going to Newark, you're going to Philly.
Yeah,
which
and
is
if
also
you have to park, and then
and
you got
to
wait
going
for
to
the
New York. Yeah, you got to go. That
it takes a while.
Early.
Yeah,
come on.
AAA is saying 5.84 million travelers will be flying. It's an 8% of all Independence Day travelers, and 14, that's a 1.4% increase over last year. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting because the TSA is saying 2.9, so they're saying significantly more through AAA. AAA probably knows better than TSA how many people are actually traveling.
Well, this is the whole weekend, 5.84.
Right.
For the whole weekend.
Right,
so.
Like AAA said there would be a million people going through New Jerseyans, not counting the people coming from other states and coming in, and then that's why they talk about the roads, because people get off planes and they drive.
Right.
You remember all the trouble we had at Newark a couple of months ago now? But they're saying if there are delays, we are fully staffed and we're prepared to handle the traffic. Yeah. The biggest issue TSA says you're having now is the people that don't have the real IDs.
Yep.
That's what's holding up the line. Because if you don't have the real ID, you get a regular ID. It's a whole thing to go in there. And that's why they wanted you to get the real ID in the first place, because it takes like 10
Unless
minutes to do
that. Unless you have your passport.
Well, if you have a passport, that's right.
A passport, there's no issue.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But I bet you a lot of people don't have a passport.
AAA says 72.2 million will travel 50 miles or more this weekend. That's a lot of people. That's an increase of 1.7 million. I mean, that's a lot. It's going to be very busy, and most of it around here will be tonight and then tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad people are getting out and celebrating and spending time with their family. And
I'm the only person I know that's going anywhere. Everybody else
is going.
Like, well, yeah, I know, but you travel all the time. Then you get a regular thing going. I don't know anybody else that's doing. Everybody else is like, I don't know, I'm doing nothing, just hanging out. Seems to be a lot of that. So I don't.
If I didn't have to work, I'd do something.
Yeah.
I don't know where these 50 billion people are, but... Time of the world famous mystery oldie of the day. Plan for tickets to go see Styx, the current lineup of Styx, Kevin Cronin, the current lineup of Kevin Cronin, because he's not with the REO Speedwagon anymore. They're going to be at PNC Bank Art Center on July 20th. What is this song?
Oh.
And I picked this one because of 4th of July week. I'll give you a little clue with that. What is that? 732-774-4444. Massive hit. Massive artist. Getting fast and free with the clues here. But not a song you hear all the time for whatever reason anymore. 732-774-4444. Out of the box, line one thinks they've got it. Good morning, it's a boss, Mystery Oldie.
Is it a Joy to the World?
It is not Joy to the World, no. I can hear that, though. It does sound Joy to the Fishes in the Deep Blue Sea.
I can
hear that, but that's not what it is.
Is it Three Dog Night?
It is not Three Dog Night, no. I suppose if this, well, similar era, maybe a little bit after that.
Oh, okay.
A little bit after that.
Wait. Yeah. Has she got it? Look at Rochelle.
No, I don't know what that is. Good morning. Oh. It's a boss.
Hey, Mystery Oldie.
Yes, sir. What do you think?
Christopher Cross, All Right.
It is not. Oh, that's what Rochelle wrote down. Okay, yeah, no, it's not Christopher Cross, but that's a good guess. All right. Good morning, the boss.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think?
Young American Bowie.
Oh, Young Americans.
Young Americans by Bowie? Yep, that's it.
Yes.
Young Americans. Yeah. I thought I'd do a little twist there since it's 4th of July week.
Look at you,
little David Bowie, Young Americans, your Miss Reality. You never hear that song. That was a massive song, and you never hear it anymore. What is your name?
Yeah, exactly. Kathy Lott.
Kathy Lott. That's a whole lot of Kathy, huh?
That's a great name.
How many people have said that to you over the years, right?
Yeah, right.
Styx and Kevin Cronin are going to be at PNC Bank Art Center. We'll get you there on July the 20th, all right? Hang on the line. I'll get all your info and enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And more importantly, enjoy your 4th of July, okay?
You too.
All right, hang on, Kathy. Kathy Lott. Whole lot of Kathy.
Stop it.
It's a good name.
You know where my brain went.
I do.
Congratulations, Kathy. One more pair of tickets this holiday week. It's no Friday show. We'll do it tomorrow with everybody's favorite. We'll do radio match game. Same time, right about 7:20 or so. Time now for hashtag mom confessions. Every morning about 7:20, 9:20 or so, we hear from mamas. sometimes from dads and grandmoms or moms whose kids are all grown, but they know the deal. We search them and we share them. It's all about family, just like this.
Paige Kellerman said, kids' summer schedule, fight, fight, lunch, fight, popsicle, fight, fight next to my body in the fetal position, anarchy, bedtime.
Anarchy. My God.
Wow, but Paige, you must have boys.
That's funny.
You must have boys. Carla Darrell said, if you've never forced your kids to wear a crappy flag shirt from Old Navy on the 4th of July, are you really even American?
Now wear the Ralph Lauren polo at least. You know that sweater? Come on.
Grayson absolutely has his $3 shirt ready for this year. Bless. Gotta get him.
Where'd you get
year.
Those crappy ass napkins we have too that say hip hip hooray USA? Where'd you get those?
Those are from Target. And they're the same price as the Old Navy shirt. You leave them alone.
Stupid.
Justin Olson said, judging by the back of my car, there's little difference between packing to take the kids on vacation and packing for the end of the world.
Hashtag mom.
Fresh.
Every morning, 7:29:20. Say what you might hear is right here. Fast Five birthday file coming up. Nick, I know you've got a media empire. You've got your own autobiography hitting the store shelves pretty soon. I know all of that. But I'll tell you what. Here's how you and I make $1 billion together. I'll partner with you on this.
All right, let's do it.
We write a country song, like a country rock song. We sell it to Kid Rock, and we call it Alligator Alcatraz. That thing is, am I wrong? Jesus. That thing is a hit single. It's a country hit. Let's sell it to Morgan Wallen, right? You know that kid with the mullet? Yeah. I'm telling you, that's a hit.
No, I mean, in a sick world, absolutely. And I do believe we live in a sick world. But, you know, what a disgrace. Anyway, yesterday was a doozy, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure was.
Did you maintain your power?
Yes, thank you for asking.
It flickered a little bit. No, I think got very nervous.
No, it was a light bulb issue.
Look, to be honest, the only thing I'm thinking yesterday as tornado warnings are firing to the west is if Robbie has his power.
You're a good friend. I do love that about you.
That was the most important thing on my mind yesterday.
Because he'll never shut up tomorrow otherwise. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you need to know. Begin the know from number five to number one. We will start at number five momentarily. Count our way down today. Reminder, the podcast always streaming on demand, especially if you're looking to hang out at the beach, pop the earbuds in. Maybe you only get to hear like 10 minutes of the show every day. All episodes on demand and commercial free right there at 1071theboss.com. Or if you're looking for something more intelligent than this nonsense, you can get the Jersey Shore Matters podcast. Talk about everything important happening around New Jersey and around your hometown. Valerie hosts that thing all herself. She does it all by her lonesome. And that's also streaming on demand right through 1071theboss.com or all the podcast platforms that connect right to it. And you get us at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. All the socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. You had the Mark Wahlberg picture for when you get kicked off the set for stalking the other day. It's one of the things you can click and check out right there, 1071theboss.com. All right, we'll start with a bonus story before we get to number five. We were just talking about David Bowie with the Mystery Oldie. It is the 40th anniversary this week of Live Aid. 1985 Live Aid. That was, of course, a benefit concert, raised money for famine relief in Africa. Two simultaneous concerts, one in Wembley Stadium, London. The other was at Kennedy Stadium in Philadelphia. And gosh, I mean, did anybody not play that was around at the time?
Yeah.
There's that famous clip. Even Jack Nicholson was there introducing U2. And maybe the most famous performance is Queen.
Yes.
I think that was one of Freddie's last. Radio Gaga, one of Freddie's last big performances. But here's a little bit of David Bowie at Live Aid from 40 years ago, July 1985.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to London, to Wembley and Live Aid. Will you meet and greet David Bowie?
We're doing a little modern love. Anyway, a lot of that, there's a lot of posts that work is still important there. Ethiopia is still a country being affected by famine, so there's still, you can donate online and it's easier now. You don't have to call the 1-800 number like 40 years ago.
Right.
So I thought I'd pass that along if you're looking to do some good for people in desperate need this week. And you can go watch YouTube if you want to see David Bowie. So there you are.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of new clips that are coming out or just revamped clips because it's the 40th anniversary.
I think the same year was We Are the World. It was the same year they did that. And there was Do They Know It's Christmas Time, Band Aid, Live Aid. Right. And there's been so many of these since, but that was the OG, of course. All right, number five, Rosie O'Donnell has put Oprah on blast for attending the Jeff Bezos wedding. She said Bezos wedding was a gross excess. Much too much money was spent when there's talking about things people in need in this world, and it turned her stomach. She used to consider Oprah a friend, but no more. And she said Lauren Sanchez is a fake fembot wife.
Wow.
Are you jealous much there, Rosie? Are you jealous much? She left the country, right? What do we care what she thinks anyway?
What did she say it was? Oh, a gross what?
Gross excess.
That's what Rosie is.
Yeah, she is. She is a gross excess space taken up by Rosie. I mean, listen, I know a lot of people might just disagree with her, and that'd be one thing, but she just goes out of her way to be mean and unpleasant and difficult.
I know.
Used to like her show. I could never watch her show.
She used to be a happy person. She's not happy anymore.
Well, I used to love her show. She'd shoot the little koosh balls out at people, and I liked her in A League of Their Own and the Flintstones.
Never liked her.
You're right. She just keep your mouth shut. Like it was a gross excess of money, and everybody. I mean, it was a spectacle. That's what it was.
Yeah, if we were invited, we would absolutely have been there.
Exactly.
So shut up, okay?
He's got the money. Whatever.
And while you're at it, bring back the Bonnie Hunt Show. That was a much better program. Remember the Bonnie Hunt Show?
I liked Bonnie Hunt.
What's wrong with Bonnie Hunt?
I had nothing wrong with her personally. I just didn't think it was such a great show.
I liked the Bonnie.
Oh yeah.
I might have a little crush on the Bonnie, like I do the Sally Fields.
I hear it. That's why I like the show.
Right.
Content sucked.
No, it did not. I disagree with you, ma'am. What was the movie where she played the mom? Was it Cheaper by the Dozen? Cheaper by the Dozen. Yeah, yeah.
And Beethoven.
You should have stuck with movies.
I like the Charles Grodin show, too, speaking of Beethoven, so. Content sucked. I'm questioning our friendship now. How do you not like Bonnie Hunt? She's America's grandma.
I think this is a bigger crush than we know.
No, it's not. Wow. It is. Number four. I just got slapped down really hard, and I like that show. So I can't stand Rosie. I was excited when Bonnie took over the slot. You know who else? I think Caroline Ray did it first. Remember Caroline
Ray? I liked
her,
too.
She did a show for a year after, because Rosie blew it up, because she's, Rosie.
A gross excess.
Right. She's a gross excess of space. Caroline Ray is very funny
as well. She's very funny.
Let's bring back a Caroline Ray show. That'd be fine.
I'd watch that.
Well, there you go. She is expected to be one of the panelists on the new Match Game with Martin Short.
She's great on those game shows.
You will see Caroline Ray soon. Number four, here's another guy throwing some shade at a compadre, director James Cameron, the most successful director. It isn't Spielberg, He's made more money with his movies than anybody else. It's James Cameron. Just the Avatar movies alone, I think, are like $6 billion. He said he's hoping to make a movie about the aftermath of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. He was hoping to have it out this year, but he's still in pre-production because this is the 80th anniversary of the event. He said it was a moral cop-out by Christopher Nolan and the people that made Oppenheimer that they talked about the development of the bomb, but they didn't show the devastation. And I see what he's saying, but I mean, anybody want to go see a horrible thing like that about the fallout? The history of how they made the bomb is one thing, but then to go and see people's skin blown off at an atomic, it doesn't seem like anybody go see the movie. It's just horrific,
I'd go see it. I don't know if I'd be able to stay through it, but I'd...
Yeah, I mean, the history is interesting and important,
It would definitely be a devastating movie to watch. Yep.
The Chernobyl thing was hard to watch. If you saw the special, I think that was a Netflix special or something when they went back to Chernobyl and looked at that. But
I get a feeling Jurassic Park Rebirth is going to be hard to watch. The trailer looks terrible. People like Scarlett Johansson, I guess.
Yeah.
Number three. Speaking of starlets, Olivia Munn is trending this morning. She's got something I had never heard of this. It's called trichotillomania, which is the compulsion to pull out your own hair, but not necessarily from your head. She said she targets her eyelashes and armpits and pulls the hairs out.
Lord.
It's a nervous habit, and she likes when she makes herself bleed. Jeez, Louise.
Okay. I know that's a thing. I've definitely heard of that. And
I've heard of people cutting their hair, but pull your eyelashes out.
No, usually when people pull their hair, it's from the back of their hair, and they pull out chunks of it, and it's kind of like a self-harm thing, but it's that pain that you get. And they say if you have that, you should take a rubber band and put it around your wrist, and every time you feel the urge to pull, you snap the rubber band so you still get the pain urge without
ripping. Oh, is that why people do that?
Yeah. It's a stress thing. But I've never heard of eyelashes. That's interesting and seems painful, and also will make you look very strange if you have no eyelashes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that she is...
is there a guarantee those will even grow back once you pull them out?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I can't put on false eyelashes. You can, can't
I
you?
Can.
I have tried like a million times. They end up looking like caterpillars on my forehead.
Well, then if you have no eyelashes to then put the false eyelashes on, it's still going to look very strange.
What's that on Val's eye?
Yeah. Or if you got fake eyelashes with no eyebrows. Boy, that looks weird, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Olivia needs to get out moving. Clowns.
Look like a Wizard of Oz character or something like that.
Olivia needs a rubber band. Just snap the rubber band. You'll be all right.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate.
Your eyelashes are moving. Yeah. They're moving. going, what's going on? They're moving.
That guy's albino. What's going on there?
I saw one of my eyelashes running under the cabinet.
You got to call Western Pest Services in here. We got a caterpillar on the loose. Oh, no, it's just her dollar store eyelashes. I see.
Val's eyelashes running under the refrigerator.
Off they go. I don't know if it's the same for women, but Joe, you might be able to attest to this. Try pulling out your nose hair, man. That's it. You start sneezing and crying. Brutal. You can't get, because I got a straggler right here. There's one hair. He keeps growing, and I try and trim him every month, and it makes you start to cry.
Yank it out.
You can't. It makes you sneeze or cry.
You'll be fine.
Well, it makes you sneeze. You get over it.
Get the tweezer. Pull it out.
But I do it with my hands. I do it with my hands like a man.
Marianne laughs at me when she goes to pull out one of my eyelashes, right? And I just like, I just tense up. And go, then she pulls it and go, ah!
Why'd you have to pull out your eyelash?
Well, because every so often they get gross. You know, one will stick out or it's gray or something. I don't know.
You got gray eyelash. How old are you?
I'm old. I'm old. But I got a lot
of
miles.
What are you doing?
So that's my problem.
Elbows
I mean, man, maybe you need to get the fake ones at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, right.
You might be better off. I got gray eyelashes. Oh my God.
Well, just like one hair will come out gray, and it just looks so stupid. So you got to pull it out.
Put on mascara. That'll.
Yeah.
Tu Wang Fu. Love Julie Dumar. Joe Nolan.
And I swear she loves doing it too. Just, you know, if you go,
torture you a little bit.
Stop it. Just stop it.
It's like a Saw movie at Joe's house. Bonus. Here's another bonus. Starbucks has got an announcement. They're putting out a new firework frappuccino.
Ooh, fun.
That sounds like a caffeinated redhead. That goes through this weekend. It's Starbucks Summer Berry Refresher blended with coconut milk and poured over raspberry-flavored pearls and then topped with strawberry puree and vanilla sweet cream foam. All right, sounds delicious.
Only 8261.
That's right.
Right. And 5 billion calories.
That's right. And they'll get your name wrong on the cup just to add insult to injury. Number two, I do plugs for Starbucks just because I like those drinks.
Yeah, I like
those. Number two, did you know this week is peak s'more season? Yep, it's when Instacart sees the biggest spike in orders of graham crackers and marshmallows together. So happy s'mores week.
That makes sense.
Get that with your Starbucks and then you're on dialysis before the for the end of Independence Day weekend. Blow your kidneys right out. Not enough insulin to help you.
Nope.
And number one, Warren Buffett has just given away another big chunk of cash, $6 billion. In Berkshire Hathaway stock. That's his company. And who did he give it to? The Bill Gates Foundation. So Warren Buffett making a charitable donation to Bill Gates. And that's why people hate rich people.
Yes.
Good God almighty. I would have been happy with $6 in my bank account. Got a $6 reward, I'd be pretty happy. So get myself a free strawberry firework frappuccino.
Not for $6, you won't.
Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Barbie herself, Margot Robbie, 35 today. Lindsay Lohan is 39. Ashley Tisdale is 40. That's like the holy trinity of skankiness there.
Wow.
Michelle Branch, 42. She's still mad at me. That's another one of my celebrity feuds, you know. Oh, no, it was Vanessa Carlton that's mad at me.
Right. Because
I compared her to Michelle Branch. Michelle Branch had no problem with it. That's right.
Right. Well, that's what he said, and she did not care for it.
And my spirit animal, Larry David, is 78 today. Happy birthday, Larry. Richard Petty, the NASCAR guy, he's 88. Can you believe that? 88
today. Wow.
It is National Disco Day, National Firefighters Day. That's important.
Yes.
Oh, good.
National Anisette Day. Hey, it's National Anisette Day. Have a little cookie with it. And World UFO Day. World UFO Day. This day of 1881, James Garfield was shot. Took 80 days for him to pass away, though.
Wow.
That's an interesting story there. You hear a lot about Kennedy and Lincoln. I read a whole book about that. Go read about James Garfield and how Chester Arthur became president. That's a good way to bring that book to the beach for this holiday weekend. Very interesting.
I'll put you right to sleep.
No kidding.
That's a page turn.
I thought it was fascinating.
Then you get blistered and you'll end up in the emergency room.
All right, everybody shut up. Whatever.
Not a beach book at all.
Fine.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
I was complaining the other day. I know, shocker. I was complaining the other day. They think the lineups are... Yeah, okay, for the 4th of July shows. You know, this is my favorite holiday, both the Macy's fireworks on NBC, and then you get the PBS is doing the Capitol 4th, which is my favorite one from the Capitol. I do like Alfonso Ribeiro, who's hosting that. But I got us thinking, and you see these on Facebook all the time, if you could bring back one musician, one performer, one singer, if you could bring them back, who would you bring back to life? I got to go Frank, but Elvis is a close second. I'm going big.
I listened to your countdown on Sunday, and you played Whitney Houston.
Sure.
Oh,
that's a great answer.
I was just going to say, Val.
Whitney's a good one. Whitney's a good one.
Whitney. Yep.
I probably would have said Elvis first, but also Mozart. Because can we talk about what a genius of a guy? And he died at the age of 35, yeah, which is horrible. And think what he could have done had he lived longer. And also, if you saw that movie, Amadeus, he looked like a really fun guy.
Rock me Amadeus.
Hey, listen, he was no Whitney Houston, though.
No, that's true.
He's Mozart, though.
Somebody wrote any comments about the countdown there. Jimi Hendrix would be an answer. You remember he did the acoustic electric guitar? Mm-hmm. Not acoustic electric, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. The Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
You get the idea. You can bring back a musician, one back to life. Who is it? And maybe you'd have him perform at the Capitol this holiday weekend. 732-774-4444. Who would you pick? Call us or text us at 1071 The Boss on the socials. That's it. That's the he said.
She said.
Let's go.
Today's show is brought to you by the new Jurassic World movie. Want to know what it's about? Just watch the last one.
The entire Big Show crew here on 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Play a little Paul Simon song. Get well wishes still going out to Paul. Apparently he's having that surgery. He's having some sort of back procedure. They had to cancel a couple shows in Philly over the weekend. He's headed to California this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hot out there for the 4th of July. Yes. California in July, baby. Also want to mention a lot of trouble with the buses this morning, so probably want to call ahead if you're, especially if you're going into the city on the buses. Joe's been covering that. He'll know the report in a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to mention again, bus trouble, so if you rely on buses, just FYI, probably do the train today would be the better way to do it. Your he said.
She said.
Just underway. You can bring one musician back to life. Who is it? We got talking about this because we were thinking about dream performers at the, you know, there's a 4th of July concert, yes, this weekend. There's a Macy fireworks, the mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. one. Boston does a big one up there with the Boston Pops, Keith Lockhart. The Hollywood Bowl does one.
Right.
And then you start talking about the Super Bowl and on and on. So if you could bring back one musician to perform one more time, who would it be? Lines are open at 107.1 The Boss on the social pages.
Debbie and Manny both say Meatloaf.
All right.
Trish said Karen Carpenter.
Oh, that's a good answer. She's great.
Yeah, that is. And that was so sad. Such a sad story.
I don't think her brother has really performed since.
No.
He's done just a couple of little things, but really nothing.
Mm-hmm. And she had such a pretty voice. It was just really sad. 8114 said John Lennon. He died tragically and very young.
Right.
5520 said, bring back Keith Moon.
Sure. I think the Who were on their farewell tour.
Yeah. Bring him back. Nancy said George Harrison, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison.
That's the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah. Miles said, I'm not even a huge fan of his music, but it would have been interesting to see where Kurt Cobain's career would have gone.
I have a feeling that Nirvana would have broken up shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Because I think there was everything you read about Kurt, he didn't like the fame or any of that. I'm not saying he would have never performed, but I had the feeling that the band was... I mean, look at the Beatles. They lasted, what, 6-7 years, and that's it? So I got a feeling Nirvana was headed the same way, because there's a lot... Whereas Dave Grohl is like Mr. Show Business.
Right,
know?
Absolutely.
And apparently Mr. Lothario.
Emily said, hands down, Freddie Mercury.
Yep.
6591 said, I'm going with Buddy Holly. The dude was a pioneer.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Yep. And Dan said, Tiny Tim.
Tiptoe through the tulips with me.
The first television wedding ever.
Yeah. I think that's still the highest rated episode in Tonight Show history is when Miss Vicky and Tiny Tim got married.
Really?
It was like 50 million people. Yeah. Man, he's just awful, isn't he?
Those songs
are terrible. I can't believe nobody else said any of the Rat Packers. Sammy, Dean, and Frank, come on.
Oh, what's the matter with us? We didn't even say
I said Frank.
Well, he said Frank.
I said Frank, but I mean, look, any of the Rat Packers, bring them back. Even Joey Bishop, I'll take him. I'd go see Joe.
Anybody.
Joey's playing Atlantic City. I'd go see him. I really would. You can bring one musician back to life. Who is it? 732-774-4444. Lines wide open here. Call or text at 1071 to Boston to socials. Oh, one caller hanging on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's squeeze you in. Stevie Ray Vaughan is a good answer. You know he can do the Star Spangled Banner on the guitar.
Oh, really? I taught him.
Yeah, you taught him everything he knows. Okay. Stevie Ray Vaughan was his answer on the line there. All right, more answers coming up. This is your He Said.
He Said.
Left and dangerous. We run in airwaves like socialists. We firing our executives and funded by your taxes. We wave our union cars. We think your money's ours. Our CEO is gone. You know we act bizarre. We are NPR. If you're white or Rona, gone. We think you're racist and you're dumb. Now Congress may be fun. You know we act bizarre. We are NPR.
like an OnlyFans model picking up 4 or 5 inches in a short period of time. Gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No? No? Thank you, Kermit. Thank you, Kermit. He's in, he's out.
Oh, my God.
That's revolting, isn't it? Just unpleasant.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, here's a here's an unpleasant question. What's for dinner tonight? I know you've been struggling this week. Because both of us are away this weekend, so you don't really want to have leftovers in the fridge. Yeah, well, maybe that's a good idea. We could do that.
I don't know. I was going to make meatloaf.
Oh,
I bought
right.
the stuff to make meatloaf this week. I used turkey, so I bought turkey and stuff for mashed potatoes. And you said meatloaf is a winter food. Yep. You can't eat. I didn't know there were winter and summer foods.
What's the matter with you, Robbie?
Can't eat it, but I just think if some foods are heavier and they're like soup. You don't think of chicken soup on a hot summer day. You think of that as like, oh, it's so nice after you shovel your front walk. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but you... You eat your food hot either way. How is that any different?
See, I don't like really. I don't like hot food. I like my food kind of room temperature, maybe a little warmer than that, lukewarm. So
I didn't realize there were seasonal food.
Hamburger, hot dog, summer food, meatloaf, winter food. I'm very regimented.
What about meatloaf? It's a fancy hamburger.
Right.
Yeah, what if you cut it up and put it in a bun for me? Then I'd feel
But you're trying not to eat meat, which is or trying not trying to
carbs.
Eat carbs.
Yeah.
So I thought I would do the turkey meatloaf, and I'm going to omit some of the breadcrumb, and it was basically a hamburger without a butt. How is that? If I call it a hamburger in a loaf pan?
It's a meatloaf burger, and then I feel
now,
yeah, then it feels like it's boardwalk
summer.
Food. Yeah.
But now, what about chili? Is that a winter food?
No, chili is fine, because that goes with...
That makes no sense.
It's the windmill.
See, because if I think... The only food I think of that I kind of think of fall-winter food would be chili.
Chili, yeah.
Because you eat that during football season.
Yeah.
And that for you.
See, this is all my mother is what this is. This is all my mother.
I just have never
She has
heard
all
of...
these rules she puts on things where, you know, oh, you can't, it's after 11 o'clock, you can't be in your pajamas anymore. Or you can't have pancakes for dinner. You can't have meatloaf in the summer.
She just, definitely can have pancakes. Maybe we should have pancakes for dinner.
There's a thought.
About carbs. I'd be better off with the hamburger bun.
She'll make protein.
I hate protein pancakes.
I make the protein. He knows every time I make him the protein pancakes.
I don't like those.
These are protein pancakes, aren't they?
I like Bisquick like an American. The Bisquick. I got to talk to my therapist about that. Everything goes. Made the breakthrough on my mother there.
Yeah, I think you did.
Here's a question for you. I know you like the Sheen, you know, that thing from China where you have 5 cents, you get earrings.
Yeah,
I know. Well, for people that don't know.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to return something you bought online and they said, just keep it? There's a new study that finds that this happens 67% of the time because companies have realized that, like Amazon, the other mm-hmm. Etsy, all of these, they end up losing money with the amount of people that go, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to send this back. So they just go, keep it. That's a new thing now.
That actually happened with this phone case. Because I got this phone case in, and I felt like it was like a little too flimsy, so I was just going to return it because my other one was really thick, and the entire back of my phone is cracked, so I wanted something that was more protective. So I actually returned this phone case, and they said, just keep it. So now I'm using it because I figured if I have it, I should probably use it. But yeah, that happens quite a bit where they just tell you.
They also found in this study, which is from Reader's Digest, and as you know, I never leave home without it. They said people find a company more friendly and trustworthy when they go, no problem, don't worry about it, just keep it, we'll send you another one.
I think they're charging me way too much to begin with.
Right. Exactly. They can eat the cost of it, yeah.
I ordered an area rug from Wayfair a couple of years ago, and it wasn't a small area rug, it was big.
And those are expensive.
Yeah, and they didn't want it back. It didn't work because the colors were wrong online and it just didn't work. And I called them up. Next day, I didn't even wait.
Right.
They're like, keep it. I'm like, what?
See, I think some of it has to do with the cost of shipping back is probably too much. But then...
That was on me to ship back.
But that's on you to ship back.
Yeah.
See, I agree. I get the feeling that I marked it up just to mark it down. Yeah. So they're screwing you one way or another. All right. I got to mention this quickly. We got another dubious study out. On a great state of, the entire country, but New Jersey doesn't place well. Wallet Hub is out with the cities that got the most credit card debt. San Francisco is number one, followed by Plano, Texas, which I think that's outside of Dallas.
It's Plano, Texas, huh?
Yeah, Plano, Texas. then Seattle. And number 5, Newark, New Jersey. Number 8, Jersey City. Number 9, Hoboken.
Oh, dear.
Really?
And number 10, Washington, D.C. Anchorage, Alaska, for some reason, right in the middle. So even the Eskimos, and they owe Capital One, Samuel L. Jackson, a little bit of money.
It's expensive to live here.
We got 3 of the top 10, baby. Good for you, New Jersey. I'm proud of you.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Talking to Frankenstein this morning, you could say, bringing people back to life.
Yeah, kind of.
You bring one musician, one singer, one performer back to perform one more time. big weekend like 4th of July right there on the Capitol Mall would be nice, wouldn't it? Who would you pick? 732-774-4444. Call or text at 1071theboss, any of the social pages.
Lizzie said Notorious B.I.G. or Tupac, because either of those guys would still be making great music today.
Yo, yo, yo.
7617 said Amy Winehouse. She was such a talent and brought back old school jazz influences. Suzanne said Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'm surprised Michael hadn't come up yet.
1489 said Jimmy Buffett.
Sure, sure.
Michael said, I'd have to say Laura Branigan, a beautiful lady, an amazing voice, outstanding talent, was taken too soon.
I believe it was yesterday, or tomorrow, July 3rd was the day she passed away, 2004.
Really?
Yeah, I just happened to see that. You know, I look ahead at things this day in history and all of that, doing the countdown. And
she did have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, it's been that long already since she had a brain aneurysm just out of nowhere. And just, that was it.
That's really sad.
But she was great. You know, she used to go, she supposedly went out with my friend Danny.
I don't even know who it is.
Gloria, Gloria.
Oh, yeah,
come
okay,
on.
I know that. I know that song.
Yeah, Danny had a big thing with
her. There's no way.
Well, that's what he says.
Your friend Danny did not go out
he
with her.
He says he went out with her back in the day.
It was
before she was famous.
It was like one of your dates, too. Wait, it was actually like a meet and greet that he was there with a group of people.
They were outside, and he went one way, and she went the other, so they went out.
I know your friend Danny. He did not go out with her.
He claims to have full-on dated Samantha Sang, you know, who sang the song Emotions. Okay. All right. I'm just passing along.
Lies. Laura said Kenny Rogers and John Denver.
Nobody needs Kenny Rogers back. But
You played John Denver on Sunday,
I love
too.
John Denver.
I sang every word of that song.
I love John Denver.
Denise and Russell both said Donna Summers.
Sure. Donna Summer.
They said Summers.
I know. People do that. It's not just like they say Christopher Reeves. It's Reeve.
Reeve.
Yeah. Come on, man.
8366 said bring back friggin' Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. I had a feeling he'd come up. Sure. Janis Joplin be another one.
Yep.
3809 said Luther Vandross.
Oh, I love Luther. Come
Luther.
On.
Luther. Seth said either Chester Bennington or Chris Cornell, my two favorite artists.
Yep.
And Nikki said Selena. Makes me wonder if Jennifer Lopez would have made it big if Selena would have lived.
That's a great...
The interesting, deep
what if
question.
Of history. Yeah, yeah. Jim Morrison would be another one. You think of Jimmy, Janis, and Jim Morrison of the three. A couple more here. Good morning. It's the boss.
Hey, Robbie.
Hi.
Good morning, Rochelle.
How are you?
Good. Prince.
Prince is a great answer.
That is a great answer, yeah.
Can't go wrong with Prince.
Prince, man. Nobody, he could play every instrument. He could do everything. Misfortune.
That's true. It's the boss. Good morning.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. I don't know if they said it. Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
Oh,
no one had said that yet.
Excellent
answer.
Yeah, she, I don't know if you guys were around back then, but I used to work at the Count Basin Theater in Red Bank, and she actually started her private dancer tour there back, I think it was 83 or 84.
Hey, it's a boss.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, no, pal.
Good morning, Ray.
Hey,
super
Ray.
Fan Ray with the final word this morning. What do you say?
How about Elvis?
Yeah, well, Elvis is the first thing I said, Ray. Have you been paying any attention at all? What are you doing this morning?
He's working.
Elvis was the very first answer, Ray.
He's working.
I missed it.
Well?
I missed it.
I hope you have a, terrible weekend and you'll think about what you've done.
He's on, he's on vacation. He's having a great weekend.
Oh, really? Are you?
That's right.
Are you on vacation, Ray?
It's raining.
Oh, well, sorry, Eeyore. Go take the dog for a walk, will you? I'm joking, Ray. We love Ray.
And, we do love Ray.
Elvis is probably the definitive answer, right?
I think so.
All right, you can read through those on the Facebook page if you like, and we do still take them on the Tech Connect even after we conclude, so thank you for those today. You bring one musician back to life. Who do you pick? That's your holiday weekend, he said.
She said.
What are you laughing at over
Someone
there?
Said Weird Al. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
His career might be, you know, but he's alive. Well, that's a mess, isn't it? Good Lord. Versus trains and it's the buses. What do you mean, what? No. Are you not paying attention? Nobody's paying attention this morning. Ray, the super fan, wasn't paying attention. Nick isn't paying attention. Everybody's in vacation
tired.
Brain.
Tired.
Where's a vacation brain?
I mean, we have a couple days and then we get to celebrate a big birthday. So, I mean, I don't think anybody's paying attention.
You're working all holiday weekend, right? So you're not off?
I mean, technically, but I kind of take a half day on the holidays. I give everybody else off on holidays, and then I just do a half day myself. So
now, how do I feel about people taking days off for a holiday? I hate it.
Why?
Well, because I don't like a disruption in the schedule. I mentioned this earlier. I like a routine that stays the same every day. You know, I'm very regimented like that.
You sound like a certain individual that last week said that people should have less holidays. So, I mean, I'm starting to rethink this. Man.
Well, I don't have to disagree with everything or agree with anything everybody says. Some things might make a little sense.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
By the way, I have gotten a lot of really nice notes about the top 20 content we did last weekend, which is listener voted best patriotic songs in rock history. And we're going to do an encore because we're not doing a show Friday. We're going to do an encore on Friday morning here.
Cool.
And then again on Sunday, if you missed it, you get a couple of chances to hear it. And Nick, I know as the world's biggest Ronald Reagan fan, you would just you're just going to start to tear up because I got Reagan talking about the flag, about Old Glory, right into God Bless America.
Ah, that's great.
You're going to love it, baby.
Now we just need to go back in time and bring him back. So,
you're going to feel like you're John Sununu. You're going to love it.
Tired of your sweaty parts setting off alarms at TSA? Introducing DryZone 3000, the gender-neutral powder that turns your swamp crotch into a desert oasis.
Try walking a mile through Terminal B, wearing tight pants with no AC. They wave that wand like they slicing ham. Stopped at the spot where the funk began. I got the swamp crotch blues. And no shame to hide. My groin's like a rainforest, all moist inside.
One quick dust and you're dry, confident, and flying past security like a breeze. DryZone 3000, so your swamp crotch can make it through gate 12.
Got a couple more text messages here. We were talking about, I think there's some foods that are really for winter and others that are summer foods.
Yeah, some people really agree with you. They say they're heavy meatloaf, lasagna, definitely right. Winter foods, heavier foods. I contest that meatloaf is just a hamburger in a pan.
You contest, sir. Your Honor, I contest.
Yes. But I guess I could see lasagna being, that is a heavier food.
Yeah.
So you're not going to eat it before you go swimming, but it's dinner time now. What's the difference?
Because you're sleeker and you're more aerodynamic during the summer.
You're not.
Well, that's the goal, isn't it?
What about spaghetti?
Like, what about chocolate? You want to eat a big hunk of chocolate cake on the beach? No.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Did we get a breaking news here? What's the deal with P. Diddy? They came back with some verdicts.
It's not really breaking. This happened yesterday, but they have...
I just saw the thing now in the Post.
No, well, there's a partial verdict. So they've got four of the five charges they have complete. They're waiting on the fifth count. The jury's at a deadlock, though, on whether or not he was conspiring to racketeer.
I saw that headline. I thought we had some breaking news this morning.
No, not yet. They're going back for day three to see if they can get this all sorted out.
12 Angry Men. Or what, Kermit? What is it? Oh, Kermit has got sound effect here. Just doing the story about the tongue tattoo. Go ahead. Glad we allowed that. Thank you, Kermit.
Thank you, Kermit. Hey, it's Robbie and Michelle for Chocolate Carousel. And while it's funny, Robbie and I were just talking about what kind of dessert you should bring to a cookout. Seriously, you don't want something that's messy. And as much as I love chocolate, you probably don't want to bring something that's going to melt all over you. So what do you get? Well, Chocolate Carousel is your one-stop shop for all your summer desserts. They know exactly what you should bring to your 4th of July party, like their famous key lime pies, the blueberry crumb, cinnamon rolls, strawberry shortcake, or maybe one of their delicious stuffed cupcakes in the amazing flavors like Boston cream cannoli, chocolate peanut butter mocha, or Oreo. Or they also have some really fun seasonal flavors just to complement your barbecue or your summer get together. And be sure to check out their super fun summer activities like the kids walkthrough workshop, the adult cake decorating class, and of course, the famous Cake Slice Saturday. Cake Slice Saturday is held on the third Saturday of every month from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it features different cakes every month that you've got to try, but you do got to get tickets. So be sure to check them out on Facebook or Instagram or, of course, at chocolatecarousel.com.
You do got to do it, so don't screw it up. Right?
It.
All right, back tomorrow. Kind of a big holiday weekend show, the wide world of rotating Thursday entertainment. We'll do Supermatch. We'll do a He Said.
She Said.
Right about 7:50. Mom Confessions, a C-Bub, and the rest of the mess. Fast Five, birthdays, and all of that. Have a great day.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.